Wise Wisely. This is September 5th of Labor Day weekend, 2020. And we're going to have a little bit of a busy show. I mentioned that on Sally's program last hour. And we're going to, Sally and I are going to continue our conversation. I just want to mention we were talking about tinyurl.com. What pandemic? This is a. Sally has great stuff posted there. So if you want to share, we're going to be talking about that a little bit. But, you know, what's inspiring is that we were watching what was going on in Europe just last weekend, and it was so inspiring. I mean, we're talking millions, a million people at least in Berlin, and, you know, at least half a million in London. I mean, there was just a lot of people that were out there saying, we're not going to take anymore. No more COVID testing, no vaccine. We're just not going to take it. We're demanding our rights. And that really inspired some people to get on and call these people out for what they are doing, which is treasonous. You know, it's totally, they've suspended the Constitution, allegedly. They're calling a pandemic when there isn't one. And we have all the goods on them now. Thank God for the Gutenberg press or the internet. So anyway, I think that's important that we look at that. Don't you, Sally?
Yes, indeed, Ingrid. I am enthused to share a video of a gal who really took some serious action. And I applaud her. And I spoke to a lawyer about this lady, who will play the video for you soon as an audio, but and she was saying, you know, what they're going to say is, but we didn't know, because she serves a group of local legislators, and you'll hear that in a minute. But they're going to say, but we didn't know, and she said, but the next time this happens, they don't have that. They don't have that. So she's starting the ball rolling. And she also, very serious accusations and pulling their bonds, which I don't understand. But you have to hear her, because this is a gal who knows what she's doing. And she's really taken the kind of emotion that you have to applaud. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we play it? Can we play it for the audience?
City Papo Liberato.
You are served.
In the future, please do not approach the dais, or you'll have your room from the chamber. Please get off here and get back to the microphone. Yes, if you have something to give to us, you can give it to the clerk or whoever, the county staff.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me share what I just served. I just served a non-negotiable notice of complaint. This non-negotiable notice of complaint is being filed today, Tuesday, September the 1st, 2020, at the Board of County Commissioners meeting in Palm Beach County, Florida. The non-negotiable notice of complaint is to inform the Palm Beach County Mayor, Dave Kerner, Vice Mayor, Robert S. Weinroth, Palm Beach County Commissioners, Melissa McKinley, Greg K. Weiss, Matt Bernard, Mary Lou Berger, and Hal R. Valache, and the Palm Beach County Administrator, Verdina C. Baker, of the following violations. You are all under violation and operating outside of your oaths of office, and both the Florida State and the U.S. Constitution. You are all acting outside of the authority of your office and do not have the governing authority to shut down Palm Beach County and mandate anything. You are all in violation of Florida state and federal constitutional law. You are all in violation of the people at large unalienable rights. You are all in violation of the following codes: 18 U.S. Code 241, 18 U.S. Code 242, 18 Code U.S. 245, 18 U.S. Code 1962, 18 U.S. Code 1031, 18 U.S. Code 1038, and 18 U.S. Code 1341, and 42, and U.S. Code 1983, 42 U.S. Code 1985, 42 U.S. Code 3617. This is an official notification of your violations. You need to understand this. No one is above the law. And legislation law on obligation under 42 U.S. Code 1986, a duty to prevent a wrong from being done. You have not done that. And 18 U.S. Code 1621, citing the neglect to protect by individual under oath. 16 American Jurisprudence 24, Section 98, while an emergency cannot create power and no emergency justifies the violation of our, of the provision of the United States Constitution of the United States of America. No emergency has just cause to suppress the Constitution or the people at large unalienable rights. From the 16th American Jurisprudence Section Edition, Section 177, the general misconception that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for both the Constitution and law violating it to be valid. One must prevail. Any court government or government officer who acts in violation of, in opposition of, or contradiction of the foregoing by his or her own actions commits treason and includes the self-executing Section 3 of 18 of 14th Amendment and vacates his or her office.
Madam, your time has expired.
I would say the last thing, that you have been served and what that is in violation, and your bonds will be pulled if you do not comply within 10 days. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my kind of gal.
I totally agree. This is we need more of this kind of action. You know, they like to believe that we don't have any authority, and we need more people rising up, because there's certainly not an emergency in Florida where they have lots of sunshine. You know, generally people do get sick with a lack of vitamin D at the change of seasons. But yeah, as soon as the sun came out and people started getting outside, you saw the COVID stuff just kind of disappear. But you know, we're always going to have elderly and sick people, Sally, right?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Pamela Gary for her t-shirt, which says, "It's over, take them off." And everybody who read that knew what she was talking about. She got a lot of a warm reception from people. I just ordered one of those t-shirts because it is over. 6% of the number of people we were told died from COVID actually died from COVID. That means 94% is a lie. So, I mean, it's over. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Right. And the fact that everyone that seemed to succumb to COVID had a flu shot. I mean, that should be really emphasized. They, you know, flu shots were huge this year. You know, they made a quad instead of a, you know, three different elements. And who knows what they're putting in this stuff, seriously. You know, I mean, if they can't even isolate the stuff and prove with Koch's postulates that, you know, every time you take this virus, it's going to produce illness in a person. They've never done it. None of it's gone through proof of Koch's postulate. So, again, my point is health is the only immunity. You know, work on figuring out how to be healthy so that your immune system is strong.
Well, Crystal Meyer from Germany, who's a scientist, was interviewed by Jane Burgemeister in regard to HIV. And she was saying if you had received a flu shot, you were vastly more likely to test positive for HIV/AIDS.
Correct.
How do you like that?
Yeah, I'm just saying that, but their tests are PCR tests. That's the whole thing. And so they can make you pretty much... you know, our bodies, the Microbiome Project showed that we all have different types of microbes and viruses in our bodies all the time. And so with the more they keep magnifying it, they can get 100% positive. It depends on how they want. You know, the machine was never designed to actually be used as a diagnostic tool, which is what the founder said, and I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but the guy that created it, he's now dead. He was horrified that they were going to use his discovery as a diagnostic,
well,
tool.
Well, the picture of him, he looked like a young man. What did he die of?
Who knows? All I know is that he passed. And it wasn't from COVID.
But we'll put him down as a COVID death anyway. Yeah. So, anyway, I've been listening to Judge Napolitano came out with a fantastic lecture on your rights, which I really, really encourage people to listen to. This is before the 6%. I'm calling it the 6% solution, because this can be the solution if people will educate others in regard to the fact that only 6%, the CDC themselves published, only 6% of the people who have died from COVID. I just can't say it often enough. People wake up. But nonetheless, he put out this because of the COVID issue, he put this out prior to that announcement, and it's rich. Oh my gosh, you have to listen to it. And that's at tinyurl.com/whatpandemic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you do post a lot of really great stuff. One thing that I feel like you should post is one of Peggy Hall. Now, I interviewed Peggy Hall on, she really came on the scene just realizing how serious this mandatory masking is. And she understands law. But anyway, she interviewed this man, John J. Singleton. And they have, Sprouts is a health food store, kind of like, Trader Joe's or whatever. But the title of it is How to Sue Sprouts or Other Businesses. Basically, without hiring an attorney, what you do, a notice of discrimination, and she has the affidavit, she has everything here, how to use the notice of discrimination, how to file your complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice. These are information documents to educate and inform others of your civil rights. And then it says, click here to read your civil rights protections and find attorneys. But he says, if you actually are capable of functioning and you really don't need an attorney. I discourage people from getting an attorney, especially when I'm watching what a friend is dealing with in Spokane. One attorney after another is just selling her down the river. And now she's on her third attorney and, thousands of dollars. It's like, there's no way. There's just no way. I mean, they're not accountable. Their allegiance is not to you. It's to the big club and the bar. So, but this is very good. Everyone should figure out doing their own paperwork. There's all kinds of stuff online, thank God, to the internet. And you go to every state's Supreme Court rules, and they have the rules of court, and you just have to study those. It's just the way it is. So, yeah, this is good stuff. Yeah, notice of discrimination at the Healthy American. But I'm on her email list, and it's hard to keep up with everything, I have to admit.
Well, she had something very reasonable, I thought. She started a campaign for people to write to the stores that they go to on a regular basis and say to them, will you give us hours or days that we can shop so that we can shop without masks? And the response was basically, then we're going to have to disinfect the entire store for our customers who have masks to come into.
Well, then you don't want to shop there because it's the disinfectants that is pure poison.
Right.
That's the whole thing. They put pesticides and herbicides, or pesticides anyway, in these disinfectants. I know people that are highly allergic to all that kind of stuff. And they investigated, as to what the actual ingredients are in there. And it's pesticides. And these, you know,
I was
the
at
hand
a restaurant the other night, and they were spraying the table next to me like mad. And I'm literally like putting my, I'm like, now I need a mask. Now I need a mask because of all these pesticides you just spray all over the table.
Right. It's pretty bad. People have no clue that the sickness is really, the sickness of the 21st century is all from, I'm sorry, the chemicals, GMOs, the leaky gut syndrome, vaccines. I mean, it's, you know, the DuPonts and the Monsantos and the Bayer, you know, they're all big one happy family. People think, oh, it's big pharma. No, they're in bed with the chemical industry. They all work together and they're all Satanists. As
well, I want to tell people that if you're going to have that radiation gun at your head, say no thank you and point to your wrist or the inside of your elbow. You'll get a more accurate read there. And that way you don't have to have them pointing that radiation gun at your head.
Okay, that's a very interesting thing that you brought up. One thing that really concerns me that was posted to a list I'm on was the new school COVID instructions. So for children going back to school, they have to be 6 feet apart. They have to wear – this is children wearing a mask, being oxygen deprived. And they check their temperature at their forehead. These kids – you know, this is their instructions. They're supposed to do the temperature check of putting that right at their pineal gland. And we've discussed that. I think it's rather horrifying. That was Makia Freeman's great article at the freedomarticles.com. I've shared that with a lot of people because, you know, maybe, you know, people think that they're fairly harmless, but you were pointing a laser ray right at their pituitary and pineal glands. And that is your connection to your soul. And I think it's absolutely wrong. And I agree. I'm glad you brought it up, Sally. Temperature check should be done at the wrist.
I read a meme that will interest you. It said that hydroxychloroquine clears your third eye. Wouldn't that undo all the fluoride they've been throwing at us, which I understand 50% of the fluoride consumed in the world is half of it. 50% of it is consumed by 5% of the world here in the United States of America. So they're working hard at getting us complacent.
That's correct. And yeah, it
so
does
if hydroxychloroquine actually clears your third eye, that would be the most important reason. You know, look how hard they're working to fluoridate us.
Right. In fact, I know someone, he did, you know, there's a lot of fluoride in beer and, you know, he was quite the beer drinker. And, but he backed off on the beer, started drinking in bottles, I guess, or got a different brand and started drinking fluoride free water, you know, and he said, wow, his brain actually cleared up. He actually noticed a difference. And,
well,
you know,
the
I'm
thing
telling
is you, you, know, the you alcohol- can't get it out of the water with normal screening filters. You can't separate the fluoride from the water, to my knowledge.
Well, it's very difficult. You have to distill it or get a reverse osmosis. Those are the only two ways. And they noticed it because my friend, in fact, I hadn't seen her for years, and I saw her today. And she was the one who had the story where she got a piece of property that was outside the city limits, but was dependent on city water. And she decided she was going to dig a well and bypass their fluoridated water. And they didn't like that. So they made some kind of ordinance that you weren't allowed to dig your own well if there's access to city water.
Wow. Oh, every time you turn around.
But stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, Sally O'Cordy of Vaccine Free America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have about 6 more minutes before I bring on another guest. So Sally, what do you think are the most important things you want people to take away from the show?
Without question, people need to educate. Somebody said, just educate 2 people a day. Well, please do that. I want people to take away from this that 6% of the people they say have died from COVID have died from COVID, according to the CDC, and the remaining 94% had serious comorbidity issues. But, what are the names of the coroners have been talking about this from the get-go. They've been complaining out loud from the get-go that they're being told that they have to put COVID as a reason of death, and the doctors have been complaining about it. Well, now the CDC is admitting it. What more do we need to say there is no pandemic? That 6% of the number they're talking about is 15% of people who've died from the flu. So again, they were saying that millions die from tuberculosis. Nobody cares. And so it's not pandemic. That's the question. There is no pandemic. And if you ask the World Economic Forum, they'll tell you the whole reason for COVID is for a financial reset, which I want you to look into. You can see all these issues at tinyurl.com/whatpandemic. And it's high time we all start thinking about that. Now, the economic stimulus package, just look back to that, and you'll see that $4 trillion was for the banks, leaving $2 or $3 trillion for the people. What was that all about? Nobody even talks about that. And the fact that all these people who are doing the wrong thing are rich beyond your wildest imagining. The Facebook, who censors every important statement that's made, you know, I think 3/4 of the things I'm trying to look at on Facebook are no longer there. I've gone to MeWe.com, MeWe.com, and because I just came up with Facebook, it's just too much. And they have what do you call shadow banned me anyway. On my former mayor page, which is facebook.com/vaccinefreeNYC, I used to get 64 likes and 13 shares. Now I get one like maybe and no shares, you know, shadow banned completely, and on my personal page as well. So nobody sees anything I post anyway. The only way people are communicating anymore is within the face, within the inboxes. And they even see in there. I'll just let you know that. There are certain things I haven't been able to send. But I would recommend everybody take this video that you'll find. It says, Hail, Hail, on my tiny URL I just gave you, /pandemic. And I recommend you send it to everybody. And light a fire under them. Let them know they're in charge.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. They people need to start getting a spine, and they are in charge, and wake other people up. In fact, the next time, my next show, September 19th, I'll have on a guest that really details that. Exactly, pamphleting and what we can do. I have some great pamphlets that I use a lot, and anyone that orders any bumper stickers from me, I put some of those pamphlets that you can duplicate that are just excellent to wake people up. So if you go to our bumper stickers, we have three new ones. One's I Do Not Consent. The other one is End the Masquerade. And the other one is Think While It's Still Legal. So.
Right.
Yeah, and they're great bumper stickers. So you just go to vaclib.org and you can order those. And I'll put some of the latest flyers that are really helpful when you're out on the street. So, okay. Thank you so much, Sally. I really appreciate it. tinyurl.com/whatpandemic. That is excellent. I mean, you post such great stuff. So thank you so much for all your activism and your fabulous work.
Mutual,
really,
I'm sure they're angry. Thanks so much for having me on, and give my best to the lovely Joe Jones.
I will. Thank you. Thank you,
okay,
Sally.
Okay, cheerio.
Bye. Cheerio. So, anyhow, she's off of the call right now. She just hung up, and then I'm looking at trying to figure out adding my other guests. I'm going to figure it out. I think we might as well just keep this one going. So, yeah, I can go ahead and add them. I think I can, maybe. Not sure how to do it. Ken? Yes, I do, but I'm on his chat. He just chatted to me. Yeah, because I'm not that same connection's not with me here. That's the problem.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Wisely. I want to mention that if you go to vaclib.org, they are showing vaccines revealed, like a new edition that has all the COVID stuff in it and deals with, you know, all the latest on that front. Even though, you know, I think this is obviously, you know, we've talked about how it's fake and everything. They really summarize it. They interview people from Plandemic 1 and 2, and there's a lot of great clips. And it's free, and it's going to be like, I think, 9 nights, and it starts on the 8th, on Tuesday, for 24 hours, and you can watch the whole series for free. And if you like it enough, of course, you can buy it. So I would encourage you to get it from vaclib.org. If you go down to the activist page, it's right on the homepage. You have to just scroll down, and where it says, you know, like do something, like get active, it's right there. It says vaccines revealed, and just sign up for that. You know, especially if you're, you know, a couch potato and you're still staying at your home because you're all locked down or whatever state you're in, you're not able to get out. I would encourage you to watch that series. So just go to vaclib.org, scroll down to Vaccines Revealed on the activist page. It's right near the top. So, and hopefully there's a banner up now. I'm not sure if it is yet. We're supposed to have a banner that's a little more easy to see. But anyway, I wanted to mention that. So my guest, without further ado, I have Joe Jones. He was on Sally's program last week, and he's really quite an amazing, accomplished artist. He's published in over 20 books on Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. Joe Jones is an Emmy Award-awarded aviation artist. I'm sorry. Who has earned the ranks of becoming the most awarded in the air show history. Over the past decade, Jones has devoted his skills to be the best at work as one of the most visible activist artists in America today, hoping to replace Dee. you're going to replace, I want to say Michael D, and it wasn't Michael D. Illustrations, anyway. An official artist for Richard Gage and the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Joe has earned teamed up with radio host and national anti-vax activist Sally L. Cordy for years to create some of this the most compelling and effective graphic and banner work in the movement. Because of the tireless efforts of our dedicated activists on the ground, much of Joe's work has been splashed across cable network cameras in front of Capitol buildings, courthouses, and the White House. And you can visit Joe and his aviation work at www.airmail-greetings.com. So while we are bombarded with bad news every day, Joe is here to bring us some good news. So I really want to welcome you to the program. I'm going to put, by the way, we do have a chat room, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com, and I'm going to go ahead and post his website there, airmail-greetings.com. Amazing stuff. I was there earlier today. I didn't even realize he's so amazingly talented because he's also a composer and a musician. So this is, like Sally said, quite the amazing individual. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Joe.
Oh, Ingrid, I am so, so delighted to be on your show for the first time. I remember last year working with you on a banner. And here we are together. We finally joined forces in some really good stuff. And I just so applaud what you do and the amount of effort and just sheer IQ, serious heart care for the human endeavor as we face, the most, I don't know if our species has ever faced anything the likes of what we do right now today. And as a historian, I tell you what, this is a fight. And I just applaud everybody out there listening that have their head in the game right now. Because I just tell you this, at no greater time in human history have we ever needed you more than ever. So, Ingrid, You are just a superstar in my eyes, and I'm so glad to be on your show just to share some good news for a change.
Well, thank you. I'm a pretty normal person, believe it or not. I just been in this for a while, and a lot of wind was taken out of my sails with the death of my husband. So I'm just kind of getting my second wind, actually. And once I get settled with this move, I'm sure. But it's hard. I'm looking at all of this stuff going on. I mean, I couldn't even move without putting up a page on our website just on coronavirus. So, I'm still working, and I'm not on a government handout. So that always, this is like spare time stuff. So you know how it is. It just takes time. So, paying bills and doing what you love to do is wake people up. You know, that's like important to me. So, but Absolutely. Let's talk about you and some of the things that you can do. I meant to say David Deese. I don't know why I screwed up your intro so bad. Sorry about that, Joe.
Though, in fact, I know who you're talking about as far as artists out there making a very, very clear and decisive input and impact, I should say, to the entire movement, whatever part of the truth movement or, you know, activist movement, whatever your issue. One of the things that, of course, the powers that be hate the most, and one of the things that they cannot figure out quite how to get around yet, and Facebook's been at it for years, which is how to deal with our memes, our infographics and things like that. They have no idea. They're so powerful. They're so effective. And with just memes by themselves, we have done actually some incredible work, and it's just it's great. So, you know, my thing is a historian and someone that loves humanity and the value of a single life, and is a spiritual kind of man as well. I can just tell you, as I'm sure everyone listening to my voice is well aware, on top of the economic, the tyrannical, the technological battles that we are facing, on top of that is this overarching spiritual war. And it is a hardcore spiritual war that we are facing. And part of the way I am trying to combat that is collecting all kinds of data, all types of articles, reports, information, provable and measurable means to show that we as a collective and as individuals are making a profound difference in our world. And I have a laundry list to go through, and I've only got 25 minutes to go through this. And unlike NPR, that of course is designed to lull their audience to sleep while they're feeding you full of BS, I'm actually going to have to take the opposite kind of tactic, which is to just open up the floodgates and just unload some amazing, absolute, proven, measurable facts that we are winning. And I take my time to share this because people are hurting so much, and you know this, Ingrid. We are losing people. There's a suicide rate, particularly for young teens and young adults, is skyrocketing. Women suicide. I could go through the stats, but we need to combat that by circling our wagons and taking care of each other and recognizing what we're dealing with. And along with that is seeing some great stuff. So let me just, if I could, start at the top of the page here and go through some fantastic news. And I'm going to go through this pretty quick, you guys. And I'm not going to go into any much great detail, but just kind of brisk over some bullet points here. So I'd, if I could start with one of the biggest trends that we made, one of the biggest social media trends ever in human history, which was Save Our Children. That movement got so much traction and lit up the understanding of our population, and I just applaud everybody that's still really focused on the issue of saving our children and preventing them from being put in harm's way to begin with. That is right at the top of my list. And I'll start going down. Right now, as we are facing the worst censorship ever, I mean, Joseph Goebbels, of course, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, could not possibly imagine what they are able to pull off today. What Facebook, what YouTube, Instagram, Google has put up against us. is unlike anything we've ever seen. I mean, it's just horrible. And we are having now to grapple with how to work around that. Right now, just last week, Candace Owens jumped on. As far as I know, there's now at least 5 active lawsuits against Facebook and Facebook's alleged fact checkers. Mm-hmm. 5 lawsuits, and I suspect there will be quite a few more. The Department of Justice, I think, just opened up a can of whoop ass on Google. They're going. Bill Barr is going after Google, which is a good thing.
Right, because it's the public square. They consider social media is literally like the town square in modern day.
Exactly.
And so it's not like a private company and a business. It may appear to be, but it has the effect of being the town square.
That's right. That's right. So as such, you know, as we know, the between Google, YouTube, and particularly now, I don't know if I've ever, in fact, we've never seen the type of brazen censorship that we are now. And the good news to share, you know, as we kind of put in contrast, is independent journalists, anyone out there, I just tell people, if you have consciously shared any information that was not given to you by, you know, dished out by the mainstream media, if you have shared any information in the last year, then you are an activist, okay? And I just say, bravo, keep up the good work, because you are now, you have your head in the game. And I just would say with that, there are between citizen journalists and other independent journalists, we are so kicking the butt of these guys. Rachel Maddow is now at the rock bottom. As far as ratings, I mean, CNN by itself, they're on life support. I mean, there's more people watching the Cartoon Network than they watch CNN. MSNBC is right behind it. And just dealing with, you know, that monstrosity, we are so kicking their butt. And I just thank everybody out there for just pounding on it every single day and doing the job that they refuse to. So I just applaud everybody else.
I agree. And I don't know who got the website antifa.com, but I think everyone should go there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's raised some eyebrows now, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's a great redirect.
I know.
And then, I mean, there's some great creative things going on for sure.
I know it. And that's kind of the thing, you know. If you, again, just take, you know, the kind of spiritual high road and just, you know, understand what we're dealing with and laugh at it all and just kind of work through it. We're doing some amazing work together, and I just applaud everybody. With that, you know, again, the vaccine, the whole vax thing alone, and I'll just kind of go through this, some good stuff. With Donald Trump just, what, a week ago announcing that he is actually supporting and announced about this new plasma treatment, as far as I know, there are now at least 3 viable treatments or cures for this horrible, nasty, you know, all deadly COVID virus that we've been plagued with, which, again, kind of gets back to the whole censorship thing. As you know, you could not, at this point, barely say the word hydroxychloroquine without being censored or being called some kind of loon or diminished in some way. And it is an absolute travesty. I remember, I don't know if it was the day after or the very same day that Donald Trump even mentioned hydroxychloroquine, that very day or the day after, our illustrious Governor Cuomo out of New York banned the pharmacies from dispensing hydroxychloroquine. I'm like, boy, that's really wonderful of them, isn't it? But
what date was that? Because I thought our state was the first state. We banned it too, and it was like the state of emergency was declared the 16th, mm-hmm. and it was the 23rd that our pharmacies were blocked from prescribing it for
anything.
Is that
right? You know, yeah. One of the things also, and I could go, I'd have to check my notes, but one of the things.
I would love to know that information because yeah. I was always saying we were the first state, not that we were in a contest or anything.
Well, it has become a contest.
It's not a good contest, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Now we've got, what, three or four different states. What was it? Virginia just walked back. They had banned, they had tried to push a ban within the pharmacy groups to ban hydroxychloroquine and I'm just trying to remember it could not have been Virginia because that's that Governor Northam who is an absolute lunatic. I cannot imagine him ever walking back something, you know, good, you know. So I'd have to check that, but there was a state and I'm just trying to remember what it was, but yeah, they overturned that, which was a good thing, that the people demanded that this would be allowed.
Hold on, we have a short commercial break.
Okay.
I may want to have you on for a longer time in the future.
Oh.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back. We're at the close of this hour, and I, Joe, I know you have so much to share with people. I'm going to probably have to have you on for at least, you know, an hour or two, because people have questions, and your artwork is probably going to be in demand. More people go to your website and see some of the artwork you've done for Sally. And I mean, it's all over the place. You've done all her artwork. So, you've done a great job. I mean, all she has to do is send it to a printer. It's all ready, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that's right, baby.
So, yeah, I mean, people need to know how to get a hold of you. I'm sure they could just email you off the website, right? Which is in the chat room. Airmail hyphen, what is it again?
Yeah, airmail hyphen greetings, and that's with an S, that's plural, .com.
Yeah, airmail hyphen, okay, wonderful. Yeah, that's really important because not everyone's in the chat room, and I want people to know how to access your website. So go ahead and give us some closing comments.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to send this out to all you guys and just have you understand that the battle that we are against is vast, you know, far more vast than most people can realize, and you are making a tremendous difference. Just to give you a quick clue, right now there's a group called Project Vector and also a Yale group that are being paid in the hundreds of millions of dollars to try to figure out how to get around people like us. Ingrid and all of you great activists are being so effective through all the censorship, through all the ridicule, through all of it. We are so kicking their butt. They have no idea even how to deal with us. We're so winning. And I just wanted to share this with you guys, you know, and just have you lift your own spirits, lift the spirits of each other, and help our country and our world make it through probably one of the darkest eras in human history. I applaud you all. Ingrid, thank you so much for having me on your show. You're just a darling, and we are a better world to have you. I can tell you that. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless, and keep your chin up, and just know that you are making all the difference in the world. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's really nice. Thank you so much, Joe, because I feel the same way about you. I think we live in a world of projection, frankly. Yeah. And I think you're projecting a lot of the qualities in yourself on me, because I see that you've done so much work. I kept saying, my gosh, how does Sally do all this stuff? I mean, she has all this gorgeous artwork. She puts these banners out, and she just keeps going. And now I realize that you are the man behind Sally's beautiful graphics. And that's really good to know that people can contact you. And you can, you know, charge them, you know, some nominal fee or something to get some graphic work done as an activist. And that's really nice, you know, to know that we have one in our pocket, because graphic artists are actually hard to come by, you know, especially someone who understands the value of our activism and will give us a halfway decent price. So that's absolutely really nice to know. So I really appreciate your work, Mike, and Joe, I'm looking at my next guest. So thank you, Joe. We're at the end of the program, so God bless you, and thank you so much for all you do for humanity.
You betcha. Love you, lady.
Love you. Take care. Bye. Thanks, Joe.
Bye now.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.